Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome once again to the Start, Scale, and Succeed podcast. It's the only podcast that grows with you through all seven stages of your journey as a founder. I'm your host, Scott Ritzheimer, and I want to talk about something that catches just about every stage five founder off guard, and that is you've done the stuff. You've built your executive team. You've got a CFO, COO, all the C-suite, and you've wrestled with the idea that your job has fundamentally changed. You're no longer in the weeds. You're no longer there trying to drive everything forward. But you're left with a couple of questions. First, what do you do? And the second one, and this is something that very, very few people talk about, and that is that you can have a great team executing brilliantly on the inside, but if you're not visible on the outside, they're going to be pushing a boulder uphill. Now, to talk about what that looks like, why that happens, and how we can get over it, you don't want to hear from me. You want to hear from the guy who's got this figured out, and that is the one and only Alan McLaren, who's co-founder of Strata Originals. He leads a leadership branding. Wow, can't get it out. Agency specializing in working with CEOs, executives, entrepreneurs, and legal professionals. With a strategic, intentional, and authentic approach, Alan has coached or trained over 600 CEOs just in the past 2 years. His passion for personal branding comes from over two decades of experience in leadership roles, including public companies, partnerships, and entrepreneurial ventures. As co-founder of InfinityComm, a full-service marketing agency, he developed deep expertise in public relations and marketing, honing his ability to craft and elevate brands, including those of CEOs and their personal brands. He's here with us today. Alan, before we hit record, you made a distinction that I think is just a brilliant way to start off the show, and that is that you've moved away from personal branding and move to leadership branding. Just help us understand, what's the difference? Define leadership branding, and why is that different from personal branding?
So there's two reasons why we made the move. One was, you know, when something gets popular, then it's a race to the bottom, right? So that personal branding, now everybody and his brother's talking about it. So that people are now saying, oh, for $2,000, we'll do this for you and that for you. And we said, you know what? We need to elevate this conversation. This is a leadership conversation, not a brand conversation. And so when you raise it to the level of leadership, people look at that and go, I'll invest in my leadership. I'll invest in my communication and what we call your leadership signal, because that is something I understand. Personal branding is something, you know, we all have one, but it tends to be very personal, but leadership tends to be very business-wise. That's why we made the move, and it's changed how we think about it as well.
Yeah, I love that. So what's the cost of not investing in your leadership brand? I mean, there's a lot of successful CEOs out there who've built successful companies and have done it to a certain extent invisibly. I did in previous ventures. What is that costing us in our organizations?
Well, I'll ask you this way. What does trust cost? What is building trust cost, or not having trust? Everybody who has been successful in business has done that, by accident or purposefully. But if you think about it now, you're saying, okay, well, if I invest in trust, any outcome's possible. If I'm not trusted, then it's impossible. And I'll give you an example. I have a friend of mine who was in the trucking space, and he moved to M&A. And when he moved to M&A, he thought, who's going to follow me? Everybody followed him. Why? Because he built trust. He didn't have expertise in the new M&A world. He had trust in the trucking world, but because he had done that, people move with him. And it's the same in any business where you're trying to get new employees, or you're trying to grow your business, or you're trying to do something political. Trust is the name of the game. So that's one aspect. The other one is, you'll never know. If you're not visible, opportunities cannot show up on your doorstep because your doorstep doesn't exist. So that's the two reasons. I have another story I'll share with you in a minute, but that's two key reasons why it's important to do that.
This is so good, because one of the things that's happening in stage five is, especially more forward-thinking leaders, are thinking about what's next, right? They're thinking about a move to another industry, a move to, you know, being more of an owner or investor. And this is the exact mistake. I mean, it's embarrassing how bad I did this coming out of my previous company, but I've actually written about it in my book, and that is, the biggest mistake I made while I was CEO of a previous company was not making this investment, because when I moved, no one moved with me, right? I was like, I started from zero and felt the pain of it. So for those, especially who are thinking of like what they're going to do after being CEO, that's such a big point. I don't like to do this because it's like every other guest feels the need to talk about AI, and we've got a full conversation that we've had without talking about AI. But as you're talking about it, this idea of trust I have seen is so important now more than ever because of the age of AI, because data is there everywhere, but like, what do you trust? And so walk us through maybe a little bit practically, like building a leadership brand around trust, right? Both for this stage and for future stages. What are some of the biggest mistakes you see folks make when they start off on that journey?
Well, they think that leadership or personal branding or thought leadership is just about content. I mean, content is the output that you see, right? But here's the thing that we see differently. We only do video with our clients. Only video. No written post. I mean, there's a written post supporting the video, but there's no post that we do. Why? Because people want to spend time with you. And statistically, you've seen that over 5, 6, 7 hours of watching a video with someone, you get to know them really well. In fact, with the work that I do, when someone contacts me, they know me. I don't know them. Because they've spent 3 hours with me on video or watching a podcast or whatever it is. So if you think about the first part, the first mistake is thinking it's just about doing content. And we say, yes, it's about doing content, but content that speaks from your strength or your what we call your leadership signal. What does that mean? So in my case, I'm a heart leader. I lead from the heart. So if I start taking data and trying to spew that out, I'm not in my zone. Might think it's good, but I won't come over naturally and I won't come over authentically. So we work with our clients to get them in that zone and also to eliminate their shadows. Everybody has them, things that they don't come across well when they talk about. Once you find that, then the content lands because it lands based on the trust hormone, oxytocin. I don't know if anybody knew this. We've learned this in the last 3 weeks. When you watch a video that is from a trustworthy, authentic person, oxytocin kicks into your brain, you trust, and ergo, that person is now trusted. So that piece of content is landed and is supported by neuroscience. Imagine what that can happen if you do that 50 times in a year. So that's the magic behind it. And we just discovered in the last few weeks, so we're so charged about it that we have that supporting us. So there you go.
Amazing. Hi there, this is Scott. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to get back to the show in just a few seconds, but first, I wanted to let you know about my brand new Founders Evolution Quiz. If you're a founder, business owner, or CEO who feels overworked by the business you lead and underwhelmed by the results you're getting, you're doing it wrong. Succeeding as a founder all comes down to doing the right one or two things for right now. So take the quiz today at founderquiz.com. Again, that's founderquiz.com. And in just 10 questions, you can figure out what stage you're in so you can focus on what's going to work and say goodbye to everything else. Now, back to the show. We might have lost like everybody because I've seen so many folks, especially who fall in this category, they're wonderful people in person and then they turn into robots as soon as the camera turns on. Yeah. And so that's not a reason to not move forward, right? How do you get past that feeling of talking into a camera as opposed to talking to another human being?
Well, there's a couple of ways. So if you're doing it on your own, it's practice, right? It's practice, record videos until you think that, oh, that is me. The other one, you know, that we do is we coach them to do that. We were just with one of our clients online who is one of the most brilliant orators in the world. Getting him in his zone for that particular topic mattered because I said to him, well, here's an example. You could talk about this, and now you look like you're partisan when you talk about that. As soon as you change the language, you're inviting people to think about it differently. Ergo, that's what you want. Your personal brand, your leadership brand is all about, I want people to think. So if you're partisan, they're in their partisan brain. If you're inviting them in, then that's what happens. So that's what we work people on, is coach them on that. That's hard to do on your own. But if you are doing it on your own, practice it till it feels as comfortable as this. If you and I were in a Starbucks, this would be how I would talk to you. I'm not going to have more hands or trying to do something silly. I'm not performing. I'm trying to be me and you're trying to be you. That's what we try to get people to do because everybody's authentic. And the last thing I'll say on this is sometimes I get people say, but I'm not really good at this. I'm not comfortable. I'm an introvert. I'm going, dude, you built a business worth $50 million. You had the alligators at your ankles all your life, and you're going to take this learning opportunity and throw it away because you're scared? Give me a break. You've been scared all your life as an entrepreneur, right? So now it's time to learn a new skill that is transferable outside of digital too. And that's why we think it's so important. It's not just for video. It's when you're doing a presentation to investors, when you're out there doing an M&A, when you're trying to hire that COO. All of that matters, being in your zone.
Yeah. It's interesting. And I think especially coming back to this root of trust that you talked about, it really is the core of it, because you see the CEO's brand show up in things like investment pitches, in things like the CEO rating on Glassdoor or whatever the other one is that I can't remember off the top of my head, to, you know, what's on the website and, you know, should you choose to do this company? I mean, how many people fell in love with Apple because of Steve Jobs, right? Such a great example of it. I think one of the challenges that folks might have walking into that is like, how do you know if it's working? How do you measure progress? How does that translate into success in our current world?
So what we believe is that this is about relationship building and relationship trust. So you can measure relationship acquisition pretty easily, right? They were in my life, they're not in my life. They turned out to be a lead, they turned out to be a partner, whatever it happens to be. You can also measure impressions. So on YouTube and LinkedIn, you can measure, okay, well, when I started, 10 people saw it. After my fifth video, 50 people are seeing it, 100 people. So it's being served to more people now. So I'm making an impact. The comments that you get, the likes, the shares, and the part that nobody talks about, and this is not a secret. If you're in any kind of networking event, and in my case, I'm in an organization called YPO, Young Presence Organization. I go to these events now, and I cannot leave the room without someone going, I've been watching your videos. I've been watching it. Happens all the time. They don't engage because that's not what people do. 90% of people will not engage with your content, but they will view it. So you can measure empirically the KPIs that are there. I measure the relationships. I have them sit up and I say, okay, these are people I need to nurture, partnerships, good to know, influencers, potential customers. When you have that, you're saying, oh, it's working. And when it works, and in my case, I'm so lucky, I get leads coming in all the time from places it's not linear, it's abstract. Because I'm visible, stuff comes from everywhere. Someone will recommend me. I don't even know who recommended me. On a WhatsApp group somewhere else in some country somewhere else. Oh, you got to talk to Alan. Who are they? I don't know how I touched them. So all of those things are the magic that visibility creates if it's done correctly and authentically. And big piece, don't sell. Never sell. I don't sell a thing. I teach. I'm in service of others. I'm doing a podcast guesting thing in a few weeks. And I was specific on the video. I said, no bait and switch. We're not going to try to sell you a course at the end. We're in service to you. And if you like it, you'll come back to us and go, these are the people I want to deal with. That's what you do in your business, because that is what differentiates you from everything, including AI.
So true. Alan, there's a question that I ask all my guests. I'm interested to see what you have to say, especially in the context of this conversation. But the question is this. What is the biggest secret you wish wasn't a secret at all? What's that one thing you wish everybody watching or listening today knew?
So if you did nothing else today after this podcast, go on your LinkedIn and start commenting on other people's posts. What does that do? Well, there's a reciprocation factor. If I went on your post, Scott, and did that and said, who's this Alan guy? He's pretty insightful. You have to say something insightful, not just great video or like. Say something insightful, because then Scott will go, that was an insightful comment. He'll comment back. And then other people will see your comment, because impressions are also measured on a comment. So I did one, Gary Vaynerchuk. We've all heard of Gary Vaynerchuk. I don't need to reach Gary Vaynerchuk, but he's got a big following. I made a comment. I had almost 600 impressions on the comment. So what am I doing? I'm building my brand. I'm building exposure. And people are going, oh, then I watch people connecting from that post. So that's the secret. And that requires 15 minutes a week. So I'm really too busy. No, you're not. You can do that. If you do nothing else, do that. And you watch it start to build and you say, wow, What if I added original content to this? That's what I would say the secret is.
So good. So good. So simple too. Alan, so I love that. Alan, there's some folks listening and this is just the right thing, right time, right everything. And they want to know how they can help improve their leadership brand and are wondering how you can help in that process. Where can folks reach out to you if they want to find more and get some of the content you talked about today?
Yeah, and there's lots of tools we can help you with that are free just to kind of, you can go to our newsletter and you get lots of great content there. But find me on LinkedIn. Mention that you heard me on your show, Scott, and Alan McLaren on LinkedIn, and just connect with me. Tell me why, you know, so that I know it's not, no one's trying to pitch me, and I'm happy to help. 30-minute conversation for free. Excuse me. Happy to help you. And if you turn out to be someone that we can work with, then we talk about that. That's simple as that. Yeah.
Fantastic. Great. Alan, thank you for being on the show. It was just a privilege and honor having you here with us today. For those of you watching and listening, you know your time and attention mean the world to us. I hope you got as much out of this conversation as I know I did, and I cannot wait to see you next time. Take care. Scott Ritzheimer here. Thank you so much for listening to the Start, Scale, and Succeed podcast. I hope this episode gave you exactly what you need for your stage right now. If you want to discover what stage you're in, take our 10-question Founders Evolution quiz for free at founderskiz.com. That's founderskiz.com. It'll pinpoint exactly where you are and give you tailored tips to move forward and reach that next level in your journey as a founder. If you got something out of today's episode, would you do us a favor and share it on social media? Just grab a quick screenshot on your phone, text it to a friend, or post it on your favorite platform. Tag us and use hashtag StartScaleSucceed. I'd love to see your posts. You can also head over to scalearchitects.com/podcast to check out more episodes tagged by your stage so you can focus on what matters most right now. Don't forget, subscribe, rate, review. It helps us to reach more founders like you, and it means a ton to me and my team. So let's keep starting, scaling, and succeeding together. I'll see you in the next episode.